Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is Judges chapter 7, verses 9 through 25. Now the same night it came about that the Lord said to him, "Arise, go down against the camp, for I have given it into your hands. But if you are afraid to go down, go with Purah, your servant, down to the camp, and you will hear what they say. And afterward your hands will be strengthened, that you may go down against the camp." So he went with Purah, his servant, down to the outposts of the army that was in the camp. Now the Midianites and the Amalekites and all the sons of the east were lying in the valley as numerous as locusts, and their camels were without number, as numerous as the sand on the seashore. When Gideon came, behold, a man was relating a dream to his friend, and he said, "Behold, I had a dream. A loaf of barley bread was tumbling into the camp of Midian, and it came to the tent and struck it so that it fell, and turned it upside down so that the tent lay flat." His friend replied, "This is nothing less than the sword of Gideon, the son of Joash, a man of Israel. God has given Midian and all the camp into his hand." When Gideon heard the account of the dream and its interpretation, he bowed in worship. He returned to the camp of Israel and said, "Arise, for the Lord has given the camp of Midian into your hands." He divided the 300 men into three companies, and he put trumpets and empty pitchers into the hands of all of them, with torches inside the pitchers. He said to them, "Look at me, and do likewise. And behold, when I come to the outskirts of the camp, do as I do. When I and all who are with me blow the trumpet, then you also blow the trumpets all around the camp and say, 'For the Lord and for Gideon.'" So Gideon and the 100 men who were with him came to the outskirts of the camp at the beginning of the middle watch, when they had just posted the watch, and they blew the trumpets and smashed the pitchers that were in their hands. When the three companies blew the trumpets and broke the pitchers, they held the torches in their left hands and the trumpets in their right hands for blowing, and cried, "A sword for the Lord and for Gideon." Each stood in his place around the camp, and all the army ran, crying out as they fled. When they blew 300 trumpets, the Lord set the sword of one against another, even throughout the whole army. And the army fled as far as Beth Shittah toward Zerah, as far as the edge of Abel Meholah by Tabith. The men of Israel were summoned from Naphtali and Asher and all Manasseh, and they pursued Midian. Gideon sent messengers throughout all the hill country of Ephraim, saying, "Come down against Midian and take the waters before them, as far as Beth Barah and the Jordan." So all the men of Ephraim were summoned, and they took the waters as far as Beth Barah and the Jordan. They captured the two leaders of Midian, Oreb and Zeb, and they killed Oreb at the rock of Oreb. And they killed Zeb at the winepress of Zeb while they pursued Midian. And they brought the heads of Oreb and Zeb to Gideon from across the Jordan.
In yesterday's devotion, we heard about God reducing Gideon's army from 32,000 men to just 300 before an important battle. Let's examine what happened next. Naturally, Gideon was anxious. He was about to attack an enemy camp of more than 130,000 trained soldiers with just a handful of men. Out of kindness, God gave Gideon some encouragement by allowing him to overhear an enemy soldier recounting a frightful dream, a vision of Israelite victory. God used that incident to demonstrate his sensitivity to one man's feelings and fears, and he still freely offers to encourage those of us who are believers today. Consider the power of a friend's encouraging words. Think about how meaningful it is when an unexpected blessing seems to come right at your darkest moment. Ponder the impact of reading an applicable verse in the Bible when you most need it. These are not happy accidents. They're precious confidence builders from God. He sees your doubts and takes steps towards weakening their hold on you. Our challenge is to remember God's promises and the times in the past when He's encouraged us. Standing on the evidence of His faithfulness, we can boldly face the future, knowing that we're not alone.